Nearly 4 years ago now, I made a video that did pretty dang well, featuring moments in the sport that made our hair stand up and inspired us, even though we're never planning on stepping into a cage to fight somebody.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's sort of like human cockfighting in my view.
And while I highly recommend watching that one right after this one, there's been quite a few chill-inducing moments that have happened since 2020, along with a few from the past we couldn't fit in last time, so we're doing it again. You're gonna feel like running through a brick wall after you get through this one. I'm Tommy from MMA On Point, a massive thanks to our channel Hall of Famers who make these types of videos possible each week, and these are 10 more MMA moments that gave fans goosebumps. Number 10, Charlie's Day.
I will strike you down!
You will strike me down?
There have been plenty of champions with long roads to the title.
Foreshadowing is a narrative device.
But none longer than Charles Oliveira, at least in terms of UFC bouts. It took DuBronx 28 fights to get his first ever shot at gold, and Michael Chandler was not going to make it easy. It looked like Oliveira wasn't even going to survive the first round. But he did, to score an epic finish of his own and then do an Aldo-esque crowd celebration. Just the pure joy is so infectious. We all can relate to the grind of our careers, all that hard work and long hours in hopes that it will eventually lead to something bigger. And in that, we can all feel for a guy 28 bouts in, finally getting an opportunity to fight for gold and seizing that opportunity. Number 9, a ruthless goodbye. It was sad times after Robbie Lawler lost the welterweight title if you were a fan of his. He had such an amazing career resurgence, and he'd given us some of the best fights we'd ever seen. So to then see him lose 4 of his next 5 over the next few years just sucked. And yeah, he beat Nick Diaz, but that was a sad one in its own right. In 2022, he'd be TKO'd by Brian Barberina, and it was after that that there was a fear as a fan that is too familiar because we've seen it so many times, a beloved fighter sticking around too long and getting battered over and over for us to just feel awful about. But then Lawler announced that his next bout against Nico Price would be his last. A sigh of relief for fans, and given how things had gone recently, most of us were just hoping it didn't end too bad. We were completely wrong, it was the best thing ever. 38 seconds in, an amazing Robbie Lawler knockout finish. Truly vintage. Literally could not have gone out any better than he did. It was the perfect ending to an amazing career, but that's not even the best part or why it made the list. During the post-fight interview, the UFC played this incredible video package highlighting his amazing career. Then this little box popped up showing Robbie's reaction. I mean, come on, dude's crying. I couldn't handle it. Lawler is more stoic than Agent 47, so seeing him tear up in that moment, man, all the feels, all the damn feels. Number 8, Pena's perfect round. I know some of you are probably like, dude, what? Pena beating Nunes? And yeah, when another team member suggested this one, I was skeptical too, but I told them I would watch it again to see if it fit the bill, and I am so damn glad I did. This moment probably gets overlooked because of the outcome of the rematch, but take yourself back to that night. Nobody thought Nunes was ever going to lose, let alone to Juliana Pena. I mean, she was a minus 1250 favorite. This fight had zero buzz around it, and round one went exactly like everybody thought it would. Round two, though, is just this perfectly built brawl all the way up to Juliana doing the unthinkable in finishing Nunes. What hits me hard on this one is the commentary team absolutely losing their minds. No amount of words could do this one justice. Go back and watch and tell me you weren't covered in goosebumps afterwards. Number 7, we are so back, baby. UFC 261 is a memorable event for the fights alone. We saw the insane reversal of fate in Chris Weidman's leg break injury that absolutely destroyed my brain. There were 3 title fights, all that ended with finishes. But what will always make 261 special to me, and I'm sure a lot of other fans, is that it was the first real show with a crowd since that pesky Pandusky started. March 7th of 2020 would be the last show before the world got flipped, turned upside down, and barring a few very small crowds on Fight Island, it wouldn't be until April 24th of the next year that we got a proper Just Bleed audience. I remember during that Apex era, before the Apex was the Apex, if you know what I mean, I did enjoy the novelty of not hearing a crowd, of having that intimate setting. Well, that all went out the window the second 261 started. While there's a few moments that will hit you in the feels, Bruce Buffer yelling it's time, the first big pops when something crazy happened. What really did it for me was the finish of the main event. The roof blew off that place when Usman KO'd Masvidal. And it's not like it was any bigger of a pop than you'd see normally, but in the context of not having that insane reaction to a huge moment in so damn long, I get goosebumps every time I watch that finish, especially with the context of what we all went through in the year leading up to it. It just felt like a sign that things were finally getting back to normal, when we could all collectively lose our shit together in a large room over people beating each other up. Number 6. Zombies End. For years, my favorite retirement was Randy Couture's. Not his first retirement, but the one he was really finished. And people always said to me, but Tommy, he got brutally KO'd by Lyoto Machida in that fight. Why is that something you enjoy? And obviously that's not what I enjoy about it, but there was something poetic about fighting to the very end like that that always spoke to me. Now my favorite final fight is Korean Zombies, because his choice was far more deliberate. When the fight was announced with Max Holloway, I was not happy. It just felt, given the state of Zombie at that point, this was setting him up for a brutal end. But then I found out that TKZ requested the fight and I eased off.
He doesn't have punching power, but I have punching power. I can beat him.
Everything after that was pure cinema, as the kids say. His amazing walkout in front of that Singapore crowd. The heart he showed from the beginning of the bout all the way to the start of the third round. It really was like the fight was a tribute to everything that made Zombie special. And then, of course, to completely throw caution to the wind and exchange with Max, knowing very damn well the outcome, it was just perfect. Even if the knockout was pretty brutal. If that alone didn't give you chills, his retirement speech, the crowd singing his iconic walkout theme, and him crying and hugging his wife surely did it. And if not, you might want to check your pulse. Number 5. Through the Foggy Dew. I think at this point in time, a lot of what Conor McGregor has done in his career has either been shoved down the throats of fans so much that they're sick of hearing about it, or in one way or another, he's rubbed them the wrong way and they don't look at him how they did at his peak.
Yeah, my man, I'm in here, I'm getting a massage, I'm about to get my second training session of the day in.
But if you think back to 2015, before all of that, Conor gave us one of the most amazing and inspiring moments the sport has ever seen. His walkout to fight Chad Mendes for interim gold was truly something special. I would argue even more so than when he actually fought Aldo, or when he came out at 205 to become the double champ. And while the moment in Dublin was special, the stakes just weren't there. Not to mention, we might as well have been in Ireland at 189, there were so many who traveled to that fight. The scope of the moment was just crazy. Part of what made Conor feel so special was that the stakes felt so incredibly high. This empire he was building could all come crashing down in a moment without him ever even getting a match with Aldo. And then to have Sinead O'Connor and her haunting voice there in person to sing the Foggy Dew as McGregor walked out, knowing what that song means to the Irish and what Conor meant to Ireland in that moment, it is just so damn good. Joe Rogan perfectly captured the pressure McGregor was under too in his commentary, adding to how massive that moment felt.
The story of this fight is not just Conor McGregor, it's Ireland. There's never been anything like this. This man has incredible weight on his shoulders right now.
One of the best and most emotionally intense walkouts ever. Number 4. Holly Does the Impossible. Of all the moments on this list, I have probably watched this one the most. Whenever I'm dragging ass on a workout, watching Holly Holm KO Ronda Rousey is usually motivating enough for me to at least get started. This finish just has all the hallmarks of a goosebump-inducing moment. Ridiculously massive crowd, larger-than-life unbeatable super champion, and someone absolutely against the odds doing something unthinkable. It's a perfect formula that has worked time and time again. It also has this perfect build as Holly stacks successes against Ronda leading up to the finish. It raises the anticipation as it goes along from moment to moment, and then boom, head kick, Rousey goes flying. And while that moment itself is huge and goosebump inducing, it's really Holly's massive burst of emotion after victory.
New champion, Holly Holm.
I'm trying to take it in, but it's crazy.
I had so much love and support. How could I not do this with all that love, you know?
You're the champ. You do whatever you want.
I've never...
She looks like she can't even believe this was really happening to her. Gets me every damn time. Doesn't matter how many times I watch Holly do the impossible, it's always just as good as the first time I saw it. Number 3, Meet Me in the Middle. Even though this just happened and there's a lot of hyperbole around big moments, especially right after they've occurred, I truly believe the finish of Max Holloway versus Justin Gaethje will stand the test of time as one of the greatest moments in the history of the sport. I've had people in my family who couldn't identify Dana White if I showed them a picture ask me what I thought of Holloway knocking out Gaethje at the last second. Besides the moment's reach, it gave off the charts goosebumps. For Max to have been winning the fight as thoroughly as he was, and then to call for one of the most dangerous strikers ever to throw down uninhibited for the final 10 seconds, it was just the most outrageously reckless thing possible. Seeing Gaethje in a heap on the ground as Max flexed and screamed, I mean, my God, people, these are the moments that make new fans and are the reason old ones keep watching. I'm gonna go back and watch it another 100 times right now. Number 2, Return of the King. It was 2 weeks shy of 4 years when George St. Pierre finally returned to the Octagon after very abruptly informing the fans that he needed to go away for a while after defending the welterweight title against Johnny Hendricks.
Just need to think and you know what I mean, see what's gonna happen, you know.
Is there any chance at all that this is the last time we'll ever see you, or do you feel like you will fight again at some point?
I don't know. Listen, I need to think.
I never thought we were going to see him in the cage again. And at 36, with all the time off and with all the miles he'd put on his body before the break, there were questions about the type of GSP we were going to get. Not to mention, he was moving up 15 pounds to middleweight to fight a crafty champion in Michael Bisping. Any and all doubts would be laid to rest, though, as late in the third round, a bloody GSP landed the perfect shot to knock down Bisping before securing a choke that put the count out for the count. It was a brilliant performance. It was like he never left, never missed a step. John Anik and Joe Rogan both exclaimed afterwards that he might actually be better than ever.
He really might be better.
The thought is scary.
The moment was a perfect capstone to his career and ended a truly magical night in New York. The goosebump-inducing finish and everything it meant is a major reason why many consider UFC 217 the greatest card of all time. A quick honorable mention before we get to number 1, and it's not on the list because it happened in boxing, but Francis Ngannou knocking down Tyson Fury, I will never forget that moment. I was watching it on my phone while hanging out with my family, and they looked at me like I'd lost my mind as I freaked out trying to explain to them what just happened. But as amazing as that was, nothing can top number 1, A Different Cloth. I've heard people say you couldn't write Leon Edwards' victory over Kamaru Usman to earn the welterweight title, and I think they are entirely wrong. This is exactly how you would write a sports movie to maximize the emotional impact of the moment. It was literally like a movie. 5 full rounds of Edwards doing absolutely nothing to this unbeatable champion. Between every single round, Rocky's coach Dave Lavelle is giving fiery motivational talks.
Listen, stop feeling sorry for your fucking self. Come on then, what's wrong with you? You gotta pull the shit out of fire.
The exact type of thing you'd see in a boxing movie.
Fella, you can't be hurt because you are too tough.
That guy's great.
No, listen, he's only a man. You can beat him because you're a tank. Go to him, run over him.
And then, in the final minute, as DC so perfectly put it, as we were all writing Leon's eulogy, that line from Anik and the finish.
He may have resigned himself to losing a decision.
But that is not the cloth from which he is cut. I mean, that is a dejected...
The buildup to that kick, the kick itself, the reaction from everyone. Of all the moments I got to rewatch making this video, this one hit like a ton of bricks, even though I knew everything that was going to happen. These are the types of moments that make watching endless Apex cards worth it, and it is a worthy number 1 to this follow-up list. A massive shout to our channel Hall of Famers yet again. We cannot thank you guys enough for your support. If you'd like to support us too, hit the join button. There's exclusive content. We got a new low price on this thing. Feel free, the button's just right there. Like and subscribe if one moment in this video gave you chills. Let me know in the comments the moments that had your hair standing up that weren't on this list. And thank you so much for watching, you guys. I'll be seeing you.